thankfully, she's very well recovered at the moment. She bounced back quite quickly.
Right, that's good.
Thanks a bit ago.
Right, tell us how events unfolded. Kiva, please.
Well, it was just a family day out. We would regularly visit Mallon and have beach days, and I had family down there who were actually staying for a period of time, so we took a wee day trip from Derry to visit them, and we all met up at Sandport Beach. So those guys had arrived just ahead of us and had noticed that there was the remnants of a fire, probably a smallish fire from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, didn't realise it was hot. None of us realised it was hot, but there was some dangerous litter left around it, you know, some glass bottles and bits and pieces of metal from furniture that had been burnt. So we cordoned it, screened it all off with a windbreaker, tried to kind of pile everything together and keep the kids away from it, basically. There was about 15 of us on the beach that day. It was quite a big gathering of family. And there were five children, one of whom was my little girl, who would struggle to retain an instruction. So, you know, she had been warned not to go near it, and we had removed her a couple of times when she wandered over towards it. And this one last time, she wandered off just as no one was looking. And thankfully, I spotted her just as she kind of set foot on it. So she was on the embers themselves. We quickly realised it was hot when she screamed, obviously.
Yeah.
Colour just drained from her face and she let a big scream.
I
ran towards her and got her off within a couple of seconds.
But by that stage,
her wee feet were blistered already.
That was going to say, because it's a very sensitive part of the body to begin with. And it was instant, the damage to her feet.
It was. And funny, it's even a more sensitive part for my daughter, who's, well, we're querying that she's on the autistic spectrum.
I understand.
Sensory issues and can't wear shoes and socks for any period of time. She actually has sensory issues specifically with her feet.
I understand. Oh, right. Okay. So it was
double trauma.
The worst case scenario. Yeah. I presume she was hard to settle. What did you do then, Kiva?
She was very hard to settle. Well, my instinct was to cool them, obviously, and the quickest way to do that was to run to the sea with her. So I sort of grabbed her off the fire site and sprinted to the sea. So she was in the sea within seconds. And that was probably traumatic for her as well. You know, the whole thing was just horrendous.
Why is mommy doing this?
We sat for as long as I felt was safe in the sea. And looking back, I'm not even sure how to judge how long it was, maybe 10 minutes or so. Mm. And she started to get a bit shivery. And I felt that her temperature was dropping too much. So we had to take her out. We tried to keep her wee feet cool with buckets of water while we were packing up. You know, there's some people packing and some people trying to calm Nia.
Mm-hmm.
She clung to me, obviously, and really, Greg, she just screamed. And it went on for quite a long time. It was completely overwhelming for her and she was in agony. So,
and it's very, very hard on mum too, or dad, when you can't settle that crying, and you know it's almost painful to them trying to catch their breath.
Yeah. Yep.